Ksubas Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis Shin number 1. We're going from the top line on the Amud, where the Gemara says, "Boy minei Rami Bar Chama mi Rav Chista." Rami Bar Chama asked a question of Rav Chista. He says like this: "Hari zegiteich." A person says to a woman, "This is your get. The latest garshi boy el la'achas shloishim yoyim, but you're only going to be divorced with it after 30 days. So it's a get which will only take effect in 30 days. Now." She now takes this get and she goes and she places it in a peculiar place. She puts it on the side, on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, the public area. Now the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are really not the Rishus HaYachid, but it's on the edge of the Rishus HaRabim, but it's by the walls where people would avoid walking because they didn't want to bump into the walls. So it's in the public area, but it's not so public. So the Shaila is Mahu. Will she be divorced after 30 days? And the crux of the question is like this. In order for a woman to be divorced, she has to be holding on to a get. Now the problem with this is that she took the get now, but it's only going to take effect in 30 days. So in 30 days, she needs to be in possession of this get. The question really boils down to, is this place that in the Rishus HaRabim, the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, is it considered a private domain or a public domain? Is she still considered to be in possession of it? Or is it as if she's thrown it away into the public thoroughfare and therefore she will not be divorced after the 30 days? So Omar Le, so Rav Chista says back, Eina Mugereshes, she's not divorced. How do we know she's not divorced? Mi Rav Ushmul, from the statement of Rav and Shmuel. De Rav Ushmul, de Amit Ravai, because both Rav and Shmuel said, V'hu shitziburin munachin b'rishus harabim. They said that if a person dies and he leaves peiros telushin, which is produce that's detached from the ground, we said that his heirs don't immediately take control of this. This was Rabbi Tarfon's halacha up above. Now, they said, both Rav and Shmuel, that the heirs don't take ownership of it upon the death of their father, if the produce is gathered and resting b'rishus harabim, in the rishus harabim. V'tzidei rishus harabim k'rishus harabim damu. And the side of the rishus harabim is halachically like the rishus harabim. So we see that it's not considered private ownership. If something, in the example we had up above, the produce, now we have the example of the get, if it's sitting in the rishus harabim, so it's not considered privately owned, and therefore the woman will not be divorced if she places her get in this zone. Now, this is obviously under the assumption that the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are like the Rishus HaRabim itself. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, no, the opposite should be true. Mugereshes, mid Rav Nachman. We should use the halach of Rav Nachman to tell us that actually she is Mugereshes. To Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, because Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, Ha'oimel Chaver, if a person says to his friend, Mesheich Parazu, do a kinyan of Meshicha, drag this cow, V'loiti Yekanuya Lecha, Ad La'achash Hashemiyim, but it's not going to be yours until after 30 days. So you're doing the action of kinyan now, but it's only going to take effect after 30 days, which is very much like the case of the get. Here's your get, but it's only going to take effect after 30 days. Kana va'afilu oimedus ba'agam. The halacha there, according to Rav Nachman, is that he acquires the animal, even if the animal is standing in the marsh area at that 30-day point. So that's exactly the same as the case with the get. My love, Hainu Agam, Vahainu Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, can it not be assumed then that the case of the Agam, the marsh, and the case of the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim are the same? And now, if he's saying that the 30-day delayed kinyan takes effect even if the cow is out in the marsh, so too the 30-day delayed gerushin should take effect even if the get is in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So that was the assumption, and Rav Chista says, "Loi, no, Agam Lochud v'Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Lochud. The marsh area has a certain halacha, and the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim has a different halacha." So he'll say, "No, maybe the kinyan will take place in the marsh area, but in the case of the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, it won't work." And the reason for this is because when we explained the case of the marsh with the cow, there we said you take ownership of it now. in 30 days, you'll take ownership of it from now already. So the kinyan is actually taking place now. It's just only going to be sort of finalized in 30 days. Whereas by the get, the wording of the get, of the giving of the get, was that you're only going to be divorced in 30 days, not from now. So therefore, there's a difference in the case, and that's why Rav Chisda doesn't feel obligated to rule the same way in the case of the cow in the Agam, Rav Nachman's case, and our case here, in the case of the get. Now, we're going to bring a different version of this Gemara. Ikad Amri, some say that Amar Lei, that he said to him, that he said, Megereshes mi de Rav Nachman. Now we're just doing the whole sugya in reverse, that we're bringing Rav Nachman now as a proof that in our case of the get, she would be divorced. Why would it be that way? Because v'tzidei reshus harabim ka'agam dami, because tzidei reshus harabim by the get is like the case of the marsh and the cow. So instead of ending with this proof, we're beginning with this proof. Now, Rami Bar Chama says, Adarabba, no, you can't bring that as a proof. Eina Megereshes, we're not going to, she shouldn't be divorced, Mida Rav Shmuel, because of Rav and Shmuel. My love, Haina Rishus Arabim, Haina Tzidi Rishus Arabim, because the case of Rav and Shmuel was in a Rishus Arabim, and that's like the case of the get, in the Tzidi Rishus Arabim, and they say it shouldn't take effect. So now we're bringing Rav and Shmuel to try and prove that it's not Megereshes. And the Gemara, that she's not Megereshes, yeah. And the Gemara says, "Lo, you can't bring Rav and Shmuel as a proof because Rishus Harabim Lachud v'Tzidei Rishus Harabim Lachud. The Rishus Harabim case is one case, and the case in the Tzidei Rishus Harabim is a different case. So what comes out, we've got a machlokes in the two versions of the Gemara. The one of them likens the case of the get to the case of Rav Nachman, the cow in the Agam, and the other version, the first version, doesn't liken it. It likes it to the case of Rav and Shmuel. And the nafka minah between these two versions is going to be whether, in this case of get, she will be divorced or not."